This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a beautiful summer weekend, we got lots of time to share with you vital health information. I'm precisely where I like to be on weekends like this, right behind this very microphone, in a place where I can provide you, hopefully, with a service. We'll boil down some of the most important health information of the week and provide it in an entertaining and understandable form. You can call us. You can come directly into the doctor's office and get a personal consult from me by calling 877-726-8255. Write down that number, 877-726-8255. Or to make it a little simpler, it's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots of stuff to discuss this weekend. I've been culling the medical journals, reading articles in the popular press, and we got a lot of different stories to share with you. So let's start with this one, and this one is of utmost importance, I think, to the tens of millions of Americans who now take drugs called PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. These are super acid blockers that are designed to treat gastrointestinal discomfort. And among them are Nexium and Protonix and Prevacid and Zegerid. And, of course, there's Prilosec, which is now available over-the-counter. And, in fact, it's advertised as a way of, well, you can have your cake and have it, or you can have your pizza and have it, or you can have your chili dog and have it. It will help to obviate the problem if you're ODing on food that makes your stomach turn somersaults. But it turns out that these drugs have some serious problems associated with them. I've inveighed against their chronic use. Yes, there are certain instances where short-term use may be necessary, but of course there's lots of natural remedies for stomach problems, starting, of course, with diet change. But there's probiotics, there's DGL, there are a variety of natural ways to combat stomach problems, even ulcers. But among the side effects associated with PPIs, dementia, heart disease, stroke, increased risk of pneumonia, irritable bowel syndrome, because you may take care of the problems in the upper GI tract, but you actually create imbalances in the lower GI tract. Individuals who take these medications are more prone to traveler's diarrhea. So say you're taking Protonix, and then you go on a cruise ship, and a third of the people on the cruise ship end up coming down with a terrible diarrhea. And it's far more likely, if you're taking one of these medications, that you'll be susceptible to infectious invasion of your gastrointestinal tract, because the acid bearing your stomach forms a protective defense line against bacteria and viruses that you may imbibe. And there's also increased risk of kidney failure if you take these medications. All right, that's stuff that we've already been going over. Every couple of months, there's a new story about the downsides of these medications. But this is a big story, because I think you would agree that even worse than dementia, heart disease, stroke, pneumonia, irritable bowel syndrome, traveler's diarrhea, and kidney failure is the risk of dying. And that's what turned up when researchers examined medical records of some 275,000 users of PPIs. And you might say, okay, well, if you look at people who take these medications and you compare them to a normal population, well, of course, they're going to be at higher risk of dying because something's wrong with them. They have stomach problems. And one of the sure ways to a long life is if you have a good stomach. And if you've got a bad stomach, maybe just by virtue of the fact that you've got a bad stomach, you might be at a higher risk of dying. So it's not the PPIs that cause the dying. But in this ingenious experiment, they compared the users of PPIs to a large group of people who took another class of drugs, old-fashioned drugs like Zantac, Pepcid, and Tagamet for their stomach problems. Okay? So here you had a comparison of people with stomach problems versus people with stomach problems. One group of people were taking the old-fashioned drugs. Another group were taking the newfangled drugs, even more powerful. And here's what they found. It's just published this month in the journal entitled British BMJ, British Medical Journal. So the senior author of the study, Zayed Al-Ali, MD, says, no matter how we slice and dice the data from this large data set, we saw the same thing. There's an increased risk of death among PPI users. For example, when we compared patients taking H2 blockers with those taking PPIs for 1 to 2 years, we found those on PPIs had a 50% increased risk of dying over the next 5 years. Overall, there was a 25% increased risk of death in the PPI group. And that translated to, for every 500 people taking PPIs for a year, there's one extra death that would not have otherwise occurred. So, yeah, that may not sound like much, but given the millions of people who take PPIs regularly, this could translate into thousands of excess deaths every year. Very scary prospect. And what they say here, the recommended treatment regimen for most PPIs is short, 2 to 8 weeks for ulcers, for example. But most people end up taking the drugs for months or years or for an entire lifetime. They can't get off these drugs because of a phenomenon called acid rebound. And I've seen it again and again. We have patients who come to me and they have heartburn, GERD, dyspepsia, gastritis, ulcers. And while they're on the medication, they may be okay. But they can't get off. They're hooked because once you stop the medications, your acid comes back with a vengeance. And it's not clear whether you need to keep taking the medication because of a persistent ulcer or inflammation in your stomach or esophagus, or whether precisely why you feel bad is because of acid overproduction. And so really, it's an art to get patients unhooked from PPIs. We've done it countless times in my medical practice. I take pride in the fact that we're able to get many patients off, but you can't do it precipitously. You can't stop cold turkey. You got to go off very gradually, sometimes with the help of natural products and sometimes with the substitution of some of the weaker H2 blockers, the old-fashioned medications that didn't show an increase in death risk. These are among the ways that we can get people off PPIs. So these medications originally designed for short-term use, and yet millions of Americans, perhaps you or someone you know, take them day in and day out for a lifetime. What a bonanza for the pharmaceutical industry, and what a potential danger to you or a loved one if you take these medications forever. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be taking your phone calls. Our number, 877-726-TALK. And when we return, we're going to take a look at the health benefits of a specific type of exercise. It may be the best exercise you can do. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-TALK. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question to me this hour or next by calling 877-726-8255. And you just heard a spot for Zona Plus, which is a natural way of lowering your blood pressure. Here's another way to naturally lower your blood pressure via the secret to the Mediterranean diet, which is extra virgin olive oil. I love extra virgin olive oil. It's delicious. It's an amazing nutraceutical because it's rich in beneficial polyphenols. And they have the effect of reducing inflammation and relaxing inflammation in the arterial wall. That translates to lower risk of cardiovascular disease, lower risk of hypertension and stroke. Studies confirm this. And the key to extra virgin olive oil is freshness. Olive oil is a perishable food, yet supermarket olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years while their flavors grow dull, flat, or even stale. And you don't know what you're getting because some of them are actually counterfeit. They're adulterated. They may not even contain significant amounts of olive oil. So what do? Well, I've joined the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I've been using these delicious artisanal olive oils for years, and I share them with my family and friends. My favorite olive oil is crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest, where its flavor and nutritional bounty are at their peak. That's thanks to T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. You've heard him here on Intelligent Medicine describing the way that he gathers olive oil from all parts of the world, chooses the best of each harvest, and rushes them to his club members by air and special delivery truck. And you can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just a dollar, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these fresh pressed olive oils for years, and you can too. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And that's no understatement. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. myfavoriteoliveoil.com to get your $39 bottle of artisanal olive oil for just a buck. All right, let's talk exercise for a moment, courtesy of my good colleague, Ross Pelton, who you can find at naturalpharmacist.net. He's a frequent guest on my podcasts. He's been on the show. And he is an advocate of squats. He thinks that squats are the best thing you can do for your body. And I was amazed. I know Ross professionally. I see him in a business suit, but I've seen pictures of him exercising, and he's amazingly fit. And I don't want to share with you what his age is. He can do that himself with you. But he is considerably north in age of yours truly. And I'm impressed with his athletic exploits. He's in amazing shape. Squats are super beneficial. There are a bunch of studies that show that squats really help to extend longevity, improve health, improve balance. These are crucial as you age. And what is a squat? A squat is you simply, literally, sit down, but without a chair. And you can do this with an exercise ball against a wall, or you can do this without weights, or you can do this with impressive weights on your shoulders, or with dumbbells in your hands, or with kettlebells in your hands. And I've been doing this, well, for the past couple of years. I only discovered squats recently. I was doing them on a squat rack. Of course, you can do them on a squat rack, a piece of exercise equipment where you lie on a slant and push against them with your legs. Researchers discovered that a mass of an individual's thigh muscle was inversely proportional to cardiovascular deaths and all-cause mortality. In other words, larger thigh muscle mass equates to reduced risk of death. Squats increase insulin sensitivity. They build muscle mass, which in turn improves insulin sensitivity and helps regulate blood glucose and blood insulin levels. Squats also help men generate more testosterone and growth hormone. It turns out that leg strength was a better predictor of brain health than any of the other lifestyle factors evaluated in a recent study. In fact, leg strength was a reliable predictor of both cognitive aging and the degree of total gray matter loss in the brain. You're never too old. High-intensity resistance training, even in a group of frail, institutionalized elderly men and women aged 87 to 96, after only 8 weeks of strength training, the subjects in this trial increased their muscle strength by 174%, and they also increased the cross-sectional area of their quad muscles, that's the big muscles in your legs, by 10%. Just 8 weeks of training in these octogenarians and nonagenarians. Amazing benefits to squats. So check it out with your personal trainer or in your gym or read up on it, because that's an extremely beneficial way to improve your overall health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You know, we're talking about health and exercise, maybe a turnoff for some patients. This according to a new study reported on in the New York Times. I'll share that study with you momentarily. But before that, a reminder, our number, 877-726-TALK. We're live. We love live callers. But even if there aren't any live callers, we've got callers who weigh in with their concerns at our website at drhoffman.com. If you go to our homepage on your PC or Mac, it doesn't work on mobile devices, but on your PC or Mac, if you go to drhoffman.com, on the right side of your screen, on the homepage, there's a little rectangle. If you click on that rectangle, it'll prompt you to record a question. We'd love to hear from you, as we did from a caller named Becky. Let's hear from Becky.
Hi, Becky. My name is Becky Fujioka. I live in Japan. My husband, 2 years ago, was diagnosed with microscopic polyangiitis, and for 2 years, he's been on a variety of medications. I don't recall all the names, but prednisone is the main one, plus a blood pressure medicine. The drugs are now creating side effects, and I'm concerned he has borne with some real pain in his muscles and joints this last week. I wish that he would look at substituting some alternative medicines, i.e. supplements. I would appreciate anything that you could tell me to help us.
Okay. First of all, it's pretty exciting that we have listeners over in Japan. It's great. That's through the miracle of the internet. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the condition in question. If you heard the caller, her husband suffers from microscopic polyangiitis. Okay, so microscopic polyangiitis is a form of vasculitis. It's not a common disorder. It's something that you study in med school, and maybe, unless you're a specialist, you may see a case or two every decade. It's affects small blood vessels, small arteries, as well as small veins. It's a condition where you may experience fatigue, fever, flu-like symptoms, muscle aches, joint pain, involvement of the nerves with numbness, tingling. So obviously her husband is suffering from some of these symptoms. And the way to treat it is by shutting down the immune system response with prednisone. Prednisone is used for all manner of inflammatory and autoimmune disorders. But short-term, it provides benefits, but long-term, it's a loser because you get all kinds of side effects. You can get cataracts prematurely. You can get glaucoma, high blood pressure, weight gain, muscle loss, osteoporosis, and you know a variety of serious problems. Plus, you end up becoming dependent on the prednisone, and the prednisone doesn't ultimately cure the condition. And recently, because of that fact, other immune suppressive medications have been proposed. In this country, there's a medication called Rituxan, which has been used to treat the condition. Probably not cure the condition, but at least it may be a steroid-sparing medication, a medication that allows you to go on lower doses or allows you to completely go off prednisone with all its side effects. Now, I don't know if this medication is used in Japan. I think medicine is pretty sophisticated in Japan. But if Rituxan is not an option that your doctor has suggested, well, maybe. That's something worth considering. But from the standpoint, you know, if I were to see this patient, and by the way, I got to confess, I've never seen a patient with this specific condition, relatively uncommon. But generically, it's an autoimmune inflammatory condition. And for conditions like these, we would prescribe higher doses of vitamin D. We would definitely load this patient with high-dose fish oil and other anti-inflammatory compounds like curcumin and boswellin. These would be helpful. We'd also take a really close look at diet, because diet drives these autoimmune conditions, sometimes via a mechanism called leaky gut syndrome. Food proteins that don't belong in the circulatory system get past the gastrointestinal tract into the tissue, and the immune system recognizes them as an invader and wreaks havoc. So these are some of the considerations in a patient like this. Recently I did a fascinating interview. I've done a couple recently with Dr. Amy Myers, who's written a book called The Autoimmune Solution. Certainly vasculitis comes under the rubric of autoimmunity because it's a condition where the body is attacking itself. In this case, the target is the blood vessels, whereas in, say, rheumatoid arthritis, it might be the joints. So she, in her book, The Autoimmune Solution, outlines a program, and she has online advice that she offers as well that may be useful for you long distance. So check out that podcast if you're an avid listener to Intelligent Medicine, and we appreciate very much your listenership. And so before we talk about how doctors sometimes turn off patients by being action figures themselves, health nuts, triathletes, marathoners, and so forth, let's remind you that there's exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. You've heard about it here. It's the Zona Plus, a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And I'm excited about the Zona Plus. Many of our listeners have used it with success, and many of our patients. It is based on an exercise that you perform on a daily basis with a high-tech smart device that gives you feedback so that you're performing this exercise correctly. It's about grip strength, but not to worry if your grip is weak or if you have hand arthritis. It's a patented therapy that's beautifully designed to conform to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it work. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And we've set up a special offer to enable you to try the Zona Plus. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. All right, let's take a call, apropos of blood pressure, from Jerry in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing?
Dr. Hoffman, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
I listen to you practically every weekend, Saturday, and try to get you both on Sunday. And I got a question. They got me on, pardon me, they got me on three blood pressure medicines.
Three blood pressure medications, yeah.
Of August, and I had open heart surgery 2 years ago in August. Mm-hmm. Put an aorta valve in.
Okay, so you had an aortic valve replacement. Okay, got it.
Yes. And they've got me on metoprolol.
Yep.
Take 1.5 tablets by mouth. It's a 50 milligram tablet.
Right.
They got me on nifedipine, I guess it's called.
Acetaminophen, that's just Tylenol. Are you sure that's what they have you on?
Yeah, I'm looking at the bottle.
Okay.
Nifedipine, 30 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And it says take one tablet by mouth daily for blood pressure.
Okay.
And then they got me on Lisinopril, 40 milligrams, take one tablet.
Okay, so suffice it to say, I mean, I get the picture. You're on multiple medications for blood pressure. So what's the question? What would you like to ascertain?
Well, the last 2 months, I've just been so out of gas, and that's not me. My neighbors even say, we don't see you out. Usually you're working on your yard or you're working on a car or doing something. And I said, I'm by myself, and I said, I just don't even have enough energy hardly to get out of bed.
So you're experiencing what's called the dwindles, which is, you know, you get to a certain age, you've taken a bunch of medications, you've had surgery, and you're running out of gas. And so it's a little hard for me to ascertain from the phone call, you know, precisely what is causing that. I mean, it could be a medication side effect. Many of the medications that you describe, I mean, you know, we often, when we talk about the Zona Plus, we talk about, you know, why bother to go through the trouble of, you know, ordering a device and spending time doing a daily routine to lower your blood pressure. Well, the reason is the vast majority of people on blood pressure medication, particularly those who take multiple medications, experience fatigue. That's a side effect of all these medications because they're kind of slower downer medications. So that could be part of the problem. The other, you know, issues that you could be experiencing, the medications themselves deplete nutrients. And sometimes we see magnesium deficiencies that can make people very tired. Some medications interfere with B vitamin metabolism. Just by virtue of being older and not having an efficient absorption, you may be deficient in other critical nutrients. We would need to do some testing to see if, for example, you're deficient in magnesium or B12. The vitamin D deficiency is real prevalent, and we may want to increase your supplementation with vitamin D. That, too, could provide you with some energy, and it even has mood effects. There's also a tendency after, you know, when you have, you get older and you're on a bunch of blood pressure medications, to lower your testosterone or lower your DHEA. These are, you know, things that could be investigated by your local doctor if they're, will take an interest. Sometimes they just say, hey, that's what it is, buddy. You know, we're all tired when we get older, and they're kind of resigned to fatigue when people take medication. But I tend to go a little further with patients and try and ascertain precisely why fatigue is there, and is there a specific underlying cause? Can it be addressed? So those are some of the possibilities. I might recommend to you a book that I wrote a few years back called Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. Among the supplements that I would suggest, one of our good sponsors, Propex with NT factor, you know, non-specific. It doesn't, you know, really have to do so much with the cause of your fatigue, but NT factor has been proven to enhance energy in many patients. You may also consider something called Niacel. Niacel is nicotinamide riboside. It's great for enhancing mitochondrial energy output, along with coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. Those are among the things that could make a difference. But, you know, usually it's rather than just taking the approach of let's find some energy elixir, some magic bullet in the health food store, it's best to do a little investigation. What precisely is driving the fatigue? Is there an underlying cause, and can we address it? Can we get you on lower levels of medication through diet change, through exercise, through things like the Zona Plus? That would be the approach I would take with you. Hey, thanks for calling, and all the best to you. I hope you regain your lost energy soon, Jerry. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine Experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I often share with you information about what I do personally from the standpoint of diet, from the standpoint of supplements, from the standpoint of exercise. For example, this morning I got up early and I had a little time before I had to begin show prep. So it was, notwithstanding the fact that it's a little murky outside, it was not one of these bright, sunny summer weekends. I put on my bathing suit, jumped in the car, and headed for my favorite swimming hole, and swam a mile. And, you know, I'd say it was a sort of a lethargic, not a great mood. But after that invigorating swim, I came back energized and clear-headed and ready to broadcast. And I hope that my sharing with you this type of information is encouraging to you in your personal life to do something healthy on your behalf. And I hope that it doesn't backfire and discourage you, because there's an article in this week's New York Times, New Think, from a new study. When I share my exercise exploits and my personal dietary efforts, my use of supplements with you, am I exhorting you to do it, like in the Nike slogan, or am I turning you off by couch potato shaming you? You know, because this could backfire, according to a recent study. In the article, they say there are good reasons doctors might strive to lead by example. They quote a physician in California who says, quote, "I practice what I preach by living healthy every day." That's what he writes on his online doctor search portal. And so patients might be inspired by such a doctor, so the thinking goes. On the other hand, if patients, for example, are fatigued or they're overweight or they just hate exercise, they can't control their appetites, could the doctor's declaration of personal fitness have the unintended effect of turning off the potential patient? Well, they studied this. This article is by a researcher, a social science researcher, who published an article in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. They found that participants who are overweight believed that the fit doctors would disapprove of patients with unhealthy habits, and as a result, overweight participants preferred physicians who did not advertise their fitness. They want the doctors slightly schlumpy looking who won't be so judgmental. They also said the doctors who emphasized their healthy habits were no more appealing to patients who were not overweight. So it didn't even matter. You know, patients who are normal weight didn't find it that enticing. So healthcare practitioners, they say, showing off a healthy lifestyle didn't seem to draw in patients as might have been expected, and even drove away some. They conclude the research suggests that the medical profession should take a more nuanced view of leading by example.
It should realize that doctors who don't advertise healthy lifestyles may appear more approachable to some patients, while super fit physicians may want to display compassionate and understanding towards patients who don't find exercise appealing or who don't conform to stereotypical portraits of health. So, you know, you could cut both ways. I hope, indeed, that I'm providing you with a bully pulpit to encourage you towards a healthier lifestyle.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.